Hi, this is a dictation for Christopher Smith, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R-S-M-I-T-H. Christopher Smith, date of birth is 9-3-2007. Date of accident is 5-6-2025. Date of service is 5-12-2025. The patient is here as a new patient for evaluation after the accident. Chief complaints are severe pain in the back and the neck, right shin, right knee, and the left hip and pelvic area. The patient report that he was involved in an automobile accident on 5-6-2025 as follows. He reports that he was traveling as a front seat passenger and the accident happened at 1 o'clock in the morning. There were totally four people and the driver of the car is okay. He never went to the emergency room. Passenger went to Henry Ford Hospital along with him. They were in a lift car which was involved in the accident. It was a Honda Civic car and approximately 25 miles an hour. They collided to a Chevy truck as a rear-ending accident. The accident happened on Elmhurst, E-L-M-H-U-R-S-T, and Livernoy, L-I-V-E-R-N-O-I-S. In West Detroit. They report that they were traveling to Elmhurst on the eastbound to turn to the Livernoy, but someone ran into them without stopping on the red light. The impact caused him hit into the dashboard. He braced and by his hip, right hip, and the right hip hit and the right knee hit into the dashboard. There was no chest trauma or abdominal trauma, but he injured his hip and the pelvis into the car door. He had a whiplash injury to the neck. The damage to the car was not too much. Car was not totaled, and the rear part of the trunk and bumper was damaged. Rear windshield was cracked. Patient has been advised to bring the police report as well as the pictures of the car that is damaged. Further, patient report that he was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy, and he's not sure of passing out. And it was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. He went to the emergency room where he was there for 12 hours. X-rays were done. CT scans were done. And they did not find any damaging findings. He was discharged. His presenting illness. Patient is reporting of headaches that are present in the back of the head most of the time. Severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And off and on. Sensitive to light. And associated with nausea. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported are dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, seizures, loss of memory, confusion, lack of focus, sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting. Patient denies vertigo. Patient denies ringing in the ear. Patient denies any problem with the taste, smell, or TMJ problem. Further, patient has no vision problem, no blurred vision, no spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No forgetfulness. Further, patient denies no sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. There is no difficulty in walking, no lightheadedness, and no numbness or tingling anywhere. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a pain in the neck, which is 10. Lower back pain is 9. He has a pain in the left hip area, which is 9. He has a pelvic area pain, pubic symphysis in the middle of the front, which is 8. He has a pain in the right hand, which is 8, and then pain in the right shin and the right knee around 9. Some difficulty in walking is reported. He has no bleeding, no fractures, no laceration at the time of accident. In the pain area, patients report that these pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. They're 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. A modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and driving. And it is improved by nothing. Patient reports that he does drop the phone due to the weakness in the right hand. No bladder, bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling, or any radiculopathy is reported. Patient has had no time to take any other treatment other than hospital where he was. Please review the record for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, personal history, legal history. Patient has not returned any law firm yet, and he works on a grocery, Westbourne grocery store, and BESTBORN, personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128, or 73, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'9", the weight is 135. Patient is a 17-year-old young man of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and cautious. No sinuses, no jaundice, no clubbing, no cholinergia. Hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be overly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a limp using a gait, because of pain in the right leg. Other than that, no other finding. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is normal. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, none. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. But before that, there is a range of motion. In the cervical spine, the range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50 and extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40 and bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain will be as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign was negative. Lerman test is negative. Reflection test is negative. Sotol test was negative. And in the thoracic spine, slump test was found negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test was negative. Straight leg raise test is positive at 30 degrees on the right. CLR is positive. Kemp test was positive. Breger test negative. Devinsky sign was negative. SI joints, there is a slight tenderness to the SI joints. With a positive favor in Gosselin test, bilaterally. The extremities examination. Its positive findings are in the right knee and the left hip and pubic symphysis. On putting a pressure on the pubic symphysis, there was some pain. Putting a pressure on the left hip, there was some pain as well. However, there is no swelling, no fractures elucidated, and it appears that there is just a shake-up from the accident, but we'll keep an eye on it and order further testing if required. The Ellie test, Thomas tests are negative on the left hip. Range of motions are normal. In the right knee, again, there is no swelling or tenderness. the middle collateral ligament slightly tender. Other than that, no positive finding. Patellar apprehension is positive, and no fractures, dislocations are noticed. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer are negative. Steinman sign is negative. Diagnosis? General V89.2 S60. V89.2 XXT, R26.2, S09.90 XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, CNS, M79.2, muscles. Oh, M60.9, ligaments M54.0, blunt trauma to the pubic symphysis, knee M25.561, pain in the right leg M25.571, cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, M54.16, S33.5 XXA. SI joint M46.1, M54.17, S33.5 XXA, M53.3. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is follows the physical therapy has been ordered for the patient to begin for 30 days. And to the affected areas of the neck, lower back, left hip, right knee. The patient was seen, although he came with no guardian who was not available. He's been requested to bring a guardian so that further treatments can be continued. The medications that are provided to the patient are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 mg PRN. Q12 hour for pain relief. Verica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Medigesic for headaches. PRN. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. And fitness club program is yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, and the medical records. We have ordered a release from the Henry Ford Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical investigation, none at this time. You followed up for a month and then we'll decide. DMEs, the patient will order a back brace, neck brace, and a tense unit. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Physician's contact is yes. Thank you.